Let's go a little bit deeper. Yes, after the sugya of Hutra Dechuya, I was shown that I think the Masifta has, I think, like some 10, 15 nafkaminas between Hutra Dechuya. So you can have a look there. It's a few Oris Bechlal. As the days go on, to the zchus of our learning increases. Because some yeshivas close before Rosh Chodeshav, some yeshivas close after Rosh Chodeshav, some yeshivas close for Shacholvay. So every time yeshiva closes, the zechus that we have of being Mekayim Olam increases after Tishrei of next week. So it's mamash through the roof. The zechus that we have in Brisa Yom of Alayla. So I was thinking that. Machshav Islamasa is that tomorrow afternoon. So there's the well-known Machlokes Rama and later Rachmanim the Chavetz Chaim Beinayim as to whether one is limited to learn the Inyanei Tisha B'Av on the Sugyas that you learn in Tisha B'Av. So the Rama writes that one should tomorrow afternoon after Chatzos. Chavetz Chaim writes a very celebrated Kam to the Chavetz Chaim in the Be'er Loch, and then in the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Marashal that he's Chalek in the Ramah, that Hanach, that a Tisha B'Av itself and is limited in learning, but Erev Tisha B'Av, there is no Iser, so why should we extend it? Hezbar Dover is that L'chayre, the Simcha that one has out of learning, so doesn't terminate with Shkia. So if a person is learning Boimek and Bahavana, so the Pekud Hashem Hashem Esam Chelev is a mood, it's an uplift. So of course it's going to go beyond, it doesn't stop with Shkia, it goes beyond Shkia. So in Mele, if one learns Bahavana Erev Tishma, the Simcha is going to pervade. So that's the Machlaik between the Ramah and the Marashal. The Chavetz Chaim writes, and we know that there are many people who have difficulty learning if it's not the Bishigrusam, if it's not the Seder Alima. The Chavetz Chaim writes, Vani Beineyem, I'm one of them, right? He writes in the Be'er Locha. I'm one of those who has trouble learning if it's not the Keseder Alima. He says, that's why many people, many Tamil Chachamim, they end up losing the time, even on the Tishba itself, because it's not because Elam Galchim is not the Seder, and Yirmiyot is, and Eve is not the Seder. So to learn Shalika Seder is difficult. The Chavetz Chaim points out that the Iser of Limud is not really an Iser of Limud, it's a Chiyuv to learn what's Negev for Tishba. It's not Pshat that it's also Lomud. That's how he phrases it. For the Sugi, it's not so clear, but that's how he phrases it. Or he says there would not be an Iser unless it was a Chiyuv to learn. Why am I pointing this out now? It's because we have a tremendous zchus that if we learn Keseder, the Binyan and the Yoyma, Tes Amid Beis, and many of the Gemaras that we've heard of, and they are collected in Tes Amid Yudamal. So we're able to learn Keseder and learn Binyan and the Yoyma. So that'd be a very good limud over the course of the next few days. And then if we fill in Zayin and Ches before we finish the Limud, so then we'll have learned a chunk of the Masechta. Emes is that during the Bein Abtzorim and Tisha B'Av, so after Rosh Chodesh and Shavuot Shacholvay, so there's a the Achronim point out, to get from the Shlor, from the Ari, that one should spend time every day on dwelling on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So I was thinking that our Limud accomplishes that. The lack of familiarity that we have with the Sugyas, that's all part of the Churban. The L'chayra Kadosh Baruch Hu envisioned that the sugyas of Kodshim would be as current to us as the sugyas of Moed. that speaking about the tzitz wouldn't be a foreign concept. It would be things that you speak about the Shabbos table, about the tzitz. On the Shabbos table, you discuss Hutu Dechuya and the Afrashas Kohen Gadol. So the fact that these are topics that are familiar, we have to work hard to be able to, we have to have a good Koyach HaDimyon to be able to make these sugyas familiar to us. That in itself is part of the Churban of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So our limud itself, Chavetz Chaim writes that the limud of Kodshim is part of the Bikush for Yemois HaMashiach. He writes HaYetochen, it couldn't be that we really feel the Chisorin of Beis HaMikdash and are pining for it to come back if we're not preparing. If we're learning Moyed and Nezikin, and we don't learn Kodshim, so how deep is our Bikush for Yemois HaMashiach if we're not preparing for it? So the defense is that we have so much work to do in Moyed and in Nezikin and Noshim, so we don't get to it. It's not out of Esrashlus, it's just out of being overwhelmed with other work. But so that's why we could spend less time dwelling explicitly, because the limit of these sugyas is part of our bikush. So we opened up the sugya of Hutra and Dechuya, Tum Hutra and Dechuya B'tzibur. We pointed out that the emes, the sugya is digging down on the limudim that the Torah has. The Torah taught us Gemara, two Gemara Simsachim, either the din of Moya Doi, or the din of ish nincha ve'loi tzibur nincha, either from the korbanos tamidim or from the korban pesach, two different kinds of tzibur. The korbanos tamid, the korbanos musafin are a tzibur in any way that you want to define tzibur. You want to define tzibur in terms of the financial basis for the korban. You want to define tzibur as who's the chi of chalan. Korban Pesach is the other extreme of a korban tzibur. It's a korban b'chnufia. Everybody brings their own korban. Everybody finances their own korban. The korban tzibur is that we're all bringing together at one time. So it's two different extremes of what's called the korban tzibur. And the Gemara in Temura even goes a step further and explains this machleik is what's called the korban tzibur. It's a par helem dover called the korban tzibur. We say yesterday's the par vishal kohen gadol called the korban tzibur. So but l'chayra, we would say, l'chachamim say, however you're going to find tzibur, but the tzibur is, the Torah was gave us a hayra that ish ish nidcha v'leya tzibur nidcha, that b'moyda, it has to happen b'moyda, even if it means it has to be brought b'tumma. So the Gemara gives the Torah gives a hayra. Exactly what was the hayra of the Torah? Was the hayra that Kadosh Baruch Hu was mesalik the Iser? Or was the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying being over the Iser? That's the machlek, is the Hutu Dechuya. Hutu means that Kadosh Baruch Hu was mesalik, and Dechuya means that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I'm giving hayra that you're supposed to be over the Iser in order to be able to bring the korban, but the Iser is from Koyim and medicine. Therefore, according to Dechuya, in Evshel Kaim Shnei, that's not the phrase, but according to Dechuya, the Gemara Rashi says is that if there's Evshel Kaim, if Evshel Haduri, the Rabbi Gemara says. The Gemara in Mevov points out that even though when it comes to tumva, there is a machlokes how to interpret the b'moyedoy and the ishish nidchet. When it comes to Shabbos, there l'kulayalma the b'moyedoy teaches us it is hutra. Less man de poli. So the Achronim explain that that has to be that way because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mitzavah that the korban tumvah should be brought on Shabbos. So in the etzem tzivah of a korban tamid, this is the way the Beis Halevi says it, in the etzem tzivah of a korban tamid is that it's going to be brought on Shabbos. So that l'chayr is the din of hutra. In other words, because the Gemara says it's hutra. What does the word mean it's hutra? It means that hayoyis, that the Rebbeinu Shlom said that the only way you can mekayim a korban tamid is by bringing in Shabbos. Mimela, it's not part of. It's not that a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'm bringing the korban tamid be'iser." That'd be a meaningless iser. that's etzem part of the din of korban. However, korban betuma that's part of the din of tuma. A korban pesach can be brought ruba de rubens brought with the betara. And the korbanos in Yom Kippur, but ruba de rubens brought with betara. Elomai could come out. There could be a situation of a dichoy. So Beis Halevi says that's what the Gemara says when it comes to Moyadai, when it comes to Shabbos, so that has to be a din of Hutra, because that's some part of the din of the Korban. Mashena Kain, when it comes to Tumah, that's not the etzim din of the Korban. That is a circumstance which may happen. So on that, the Gemara says, that's a machlokes of whether that is, what was the Hira that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave? What was the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu established it? That's the thing what the Beis Halevi means. But then we pointed out this morning that there's a Gemara, a Machlokes Tanoim in Temura, as to what exactly is the din that we learn from Vayadoi and from Ishish Nidches. So there Rav Meir says that we didn't relearn is that a korban that's kavul bizman. And the Chachamim say a korban that is a chiv atzibur. So it's the Etzem Limud, according to Rav Meir, points out that it couldn't be a korban tzibur because a par shelam dovar is not nidche is not brought bituma. He quotes that the parishal kohen gadol is not brought bituma. So it is brought bituma. So it could not be again. He points out that the par shelam dovar is sirshel azaz, a sirshel avodah zara. That they are not brought betuma, even though they're korban es tzibur. So Rebbe Meir says it has to be that tzibur is not that which is mechayiv this hayra, the hayra of moyadai, the hayra of ishish nidches could not be driven by the tzibur aspect of korban tovin and tzibur aspect of korban pesach. It must be driven by the Zamanoi Kavua. And Chachamim say, they argue exactly what they argue with this part of what Arad Vos was pointing out. They argue that the examples that Rabbi Meir brings have elements of a Korban Yochid. And Achanami, they service the Tzibur, but they have elements of a Korban Yochid. And it's only a through and through a Korban Tzibur. We pointed out the Korban Pesach is not a through and through a Korban Tzibur, but again, have to be marked what the tzibur is, but the point that the Chachamim are saying is that we can disagree in what we are arguing as to what is considered a korban tzibur, korban yachid. However, the Chachamim say that it's the tzibur it creates the din of dichoy. Tzibur creates the tzibur is what we call the matir or the madche, and that Rashi spells out. In Menachis, Rashi used the lashon ahead of the Marmar Kohen based kvoidishal tzibur. The covet of tzibur is echa. So again, so the Gemara, the Torah gives us a hayra ishish and a Torah and a hayra of mayadai. Exactly what that hayra is a machlekes of Merchachamim. Whether it's a hayra of zman kavua is a hayra of tzibur. Why it's always called hutra duhuya b'tzibur, even according to Rav Meir. A good kasha. That's what the Achronim say. How did it marry? But L'chaira means the following. L'chaira, the tzibur creates the dichoy. And if it wouldn't be that Reva tzibur is tamei, right, so then I'd be easily able to bring the korban. So the manoi creates is the machayev. I have to bring this korban today, so that's a machayev on its own to bring the korban. Now, if I have lots of opportunities to bring the korban be the tara, all right. So then it's not so lechorah makes this thing along those lines. Chachamim say no. Chachamim say the tara was magdi the din as a din of tzibur, and lechorah is the other way around. So lechorah the zamana creates hechrechias. What I mean hechrechias. In other words, what's the din of tumah hutra duchuya b'tzibur? See, if you hold that tumah hutra b'tzibur means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mesalik the iser. What's pshat mesalik the iser? What's mesalik the iser? The dichoy. Right, that's what we explained. Yeah, there's a chalois dichoy. Our Gemara discusses when is the chalois dichoy. Is the chalois dichoy, what's the chalois dichoy? When is the hechrechius created? When do we evaluate that if we're not misalik or matir, then we'll be mavatel? Right? If the option is to be mavatel or to be misalik, that's the dichoy. That's the hechrechius, right? Simple. Bikuach nefesh nechesh shabbos. So there's a dichoy. What's the dichoy? I have a din of a chayvim, or I have a mitzvah of leisam adam reyachin alav. And the only way that it will not be over leisam is from mechalos shabbos. The only way that I'll have the result of bikuach nefesh nechesh shabbos. So I have to be mevatel something. That means it's chalos dichoy, right? So then we can discuss. Well, if I have other ways of doing, of saving the person's life, there's no chalais dichoy. There's no hechrechius. There's no beetle, right? So there's no suspended beetle. There's no intistle. So l'chayra our Gemara is discussing. And again, we begin with the two psukim. We begin by pointing out that l'gabe Shabbos has got to be din of hutra. Now the question l'gabe tuma is tuma going to be meduma l'Shabbos or be separate then? By Shabbos, it's Mukhrach that it's going to be, that Shabbos is going to be Hutra Legave Zman. What about Legave, the Hayra of Mayadoi and Ish Ish Legave Tuma? So is that going to be a similar din to Shabbos, that it's Hutra or din of the Duchuya? Okay, so that's the question that we formulated based on the Rashi, of whether this hayra is that the mitzvah, that the Iser is mesulak, or the Iser is chai v'kayim, and you're being told, violate the Iser. Okay. And then we said there's a further machlaikas, about whether this hayra, legabe tuma, is that a din of zmanu kavua, like, in other words, it's similar to the din of Shabbos, it's zmanik, or is it din of tzibur? Okay. And l'chayra, the other variable will be a contributor to the hechrechius, to the beetle. If it's not zmanik kavua, then l'chayra, you could say there's no hechrechius. All right. Now, we pasach hachamim, machlekes whether Chacham or Chalek and Rameir, right? The Machlekes, whether, right? The Machlekes, Rambam and Rashi. But putting that aside for a moment, we paskin that it's that Tumma Hutra Duchuya Bitzibur, right? Like Chachamim, whether it's been Isaf, or whether it's, that's a separate issue. And, was that? Only when it's Zmanei Kavua, yeah. No, we were questions, was two variables or is one? Yeah, the question is, no, that's what the Achronim points, not to Ridva. The Ridva says Chavit is a Korban Tzibur. Right, that's the Korban Tzibur, Machlok is how to define Tzibur. Right? Why is it a Korban Tzibur? Because if there's no Kohen Gadol, the Tzibur still brings the Chavit in. That's one reason. Yeah, it's by poor racial coining it also. So again, we're gonna go with the Mahalach Lechachamim that Tumuhutra Duchuya Bitzibur. What is then our Gemara says if it's Efshala Dure, say Bakalos, Efshala Dure, but Oisei Beis Om, so then is that even part of the machlaikis? L'chor, that means, we said yesterday, is the dichoy chal. What's the dichoy chal? Means is the impending possibility of vital significant enough that the hayra of moyed and the hayra of ishish is shaykh. Okay. So then there are numerous nafkaminas. We pointed out the nafkamina, our Gemara points out the nafkamina of l'hadure bebeis of acher. Right, our Gemara points out the nafkamina. Let's say the Ritva. The Ritva says about beetle piousness. Right, if we the Ritva says afal gav dehutra Tuma b'tzibul akrava in a nechal b'tuma. Is this the right one? The wrong one. Pirush heter gomer, right? Bein le'inyan avaylan bein yin amakriven. Ubein le'inyan tumas akorban. Ve'ein bevadlin bishvil zeh payasei shel kayanim. So what does that mean? Ein bevadlin bishvil zeh payasei shel kayanim. So it means that even if I have l'chayra, it means I do a pious. Do the kayanim hatmeyim have to exclude themselves from the pious? Do I reorganize the pious? Do I say that a yois have a base of samar torah samar tamei? So I now exclude the tamayim. So the Ritva says again that if it's hutra, ein mevatlin. L'chayra he means if it's tuchuya mevatlin, right? L'chayra that's what he's pointing out. L'chayra. Right, it means that if you're going to say tumah duchuya b'tzibur in heaven, then the pious said will say, "Oh, those are a tamei, please don't enjoy, don't become part of the pious." If we hold tumah hutra, there's no iser, so then we become part of the pious. Chazanish discusses based on this what happens if a koyein tamei wins the pious. Is he mechuyev to get it over to Kohen Tohar, right? And as he says, what happened probably means he's part of the pious, became Tomei afterward. And now he has the chus to bring the korban, but there's a korban, there's a Kohen Tohar next to him, so does he give the chus or not? So the Chazanish holds that if you hold the chuya, you have to give up the chus. And the Rishon Meltzer held, no, even by the chuya, you have to give up the chus. What's the machlokes? What are they arguing about? So let's go, let's keep that in mind. So let's, yesterday we learned, let's look at the machlokes between the Tosfos and the Rambam. Our Gemara, our Tosfos says, Dima Maschel Dam, says in the middle, in Kvar Korei Vakorben Beholei Plige. Our Tosfos says, yesterday I pointed out, based on what I heard from Shapsi Vigder, that legabe pikuach nefesh deches Shabbos, if we pass like the Rambam, the tuchuya, and a person is nichshal and doesn't take the and is not daichin, he's over in the iser, so he's talking over in iser deraisa. And the Bechol Anfei HaMachloek is between the Chasam Sofer and the Yonah B'Yudah. And we pointed out that our Gemara seemed to indicate that it is a din de'eraisa. What about legabe a korban betuma? What's the din if I'm a kohen tamei, and next to me I have a kohen tahar, and it's a korban tzibur, and I bring the korban betuma, right? Let's say we pass it in Techuya. We pass it in Hutra, that's what I talk about. But let's say we pass it in Techuya. No, Techuya means that Raiva Tzibur, Raiva the base of. Maybe this entire base of, but another base of, there's a coin torn Yerushalayim. So Techuya would say, no, Loma Yavi Betuma, bring it. But I decide, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring it. I'm going to hold like Mrs. Zalman Meltzer, Lagabi Pais. I'm going to bring it. So what's the din then? So the Ar Tosva says, in Kar Koreva Korban, Behole Plige. In other words, I was not over the din. Legabe b'di eved hutra, I'm zecher not over any din. Even the chuya, it was nirches. The whole din of the chuya is a din lecharchila. Right? That's what leads the Gvoras Ari to Buch Chiddush. He says the whole din of the chuya being mahad is din the rabbanon. That's a very big Chiddush. That's lechara what the Yehuda might be saying. The pashas of our sugi is, as we were explaining, this is the machlokes, and what's the din de'eraisa? That means me din de'eraisa hold the chuya. You're being told to be over an iser, but I'm being told to be over an iser if it's muchrach. What happens with not muchrach? I have a koyin torah next to me. Within the mahadrin. Right. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. No. He said. Right. Oh. Yeah. Right. He says if you're correct. That's correct. If you hold hutra, and that you have to be mahader acher vayse base of. Correct. Yeah. Correct. Thank you very much. So The Sotosva says that Achrei Kichleis HaKoyel, if I violated the din of being if I hold the chuya, and I was violated the din of being mahader, and I wasn't mahader, I was the kohen who was zecher b'payus, I followed Rishon Zalman Meltzer, so he would say, okay, everything falls back into place. There's no machlokes in that case. The korban is being brought b'tara, the bialim are miskaprim, and there's no need to bring another korban. The whole sugya of getting another korban mincha, that's before I brought the korban mincha, but after I brought the korban mincha, then the korban mincha is merutza, bialim miskaprim, the tzibur is mekayim their mitzvah. The Rakevus HaMishnah says that the Rambam is chaylik. He's medayik in the Rambam in Piz Mikdash. The Rambam says, no, if I we pasuk in Dechuya, and I was not in Mahadir Acher Tehoirim, and we brought the korban, so Rakevus Rambam would say, you have to bring another korban. You have to bring another korban mincha. Over here, why is this different? Why is the korban mincha different? Could be for other reasons. Achreinim give suggestions, because it could be that if I did not do the ketzir of the korban oimran tes zayin, so then I wasn't mekayim. I can't. And there isn't anything else to use, right? So the Gemara discusses whether I have to be oimer some of the details of the korban oimer. Okay, but the Markevus and Mishnah is medayik and the Rambam that is chaylik on this. And so what I presented as a machlekes that Yehuda chasam sefer legabi piruach nefesh de Shabbos lechayr is a machlekes Rambam Tosfos legabe korban legabe the sheet of the mipaskin that it's dechuya, and what happens if I decide not to be mahader acher tahor? What's taka the din? I violated the hayra the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me. What taka is the din? Is the korban a korban merutza? Is the korban a korban kitikuna? Or do we have to now bring another korban if it's bechnei shiyasim? What's the machlokes between? How would we explain this machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos? What's the hezbar machlokes? We're saying the Easter is in place. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Don't violate this Easter," and I violated the Easter and I brought a korban bituma. It was betziva, but I brought a korban betuma. So lechayra, that's the lechayra. It depends. How do we define my obligation lahadure? Is my obligation lahadure that I have a mitzvah to bring, that I as a kohen have an obligation as part of a chayvas hatzibur to make sure that this korban gets brought? Or do I as a kohen have an obligation, a mitzvah hayochid, to bring the korban? So that's lechayra the machlokes between the chazish and the Ibn Ozel. Ibn Ozel spells it out. Ibn Ozel, Rishon Zalman Meltzer, says that as a kohen, I have a mitzvah to bring the korban. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to me that my mitzvah to bring this korban, if the tzibur is b'tumah, my mitzvah to bring this korban overrides I should be mekayim my mitzvah, even though it'll be a korban b'tumah. If the entire tzibur is tameh, and I'm also tameh. So I have a mitzvah to bring the korban. That's the din of dechuya. I'm told to violate the din. So if I'm told to violate the din, why is there a din of lahaduri altogether? So the Mrs. Alma Machadish, he says, the din of lahaduri, that's a chayvus atzibur. That's the chiv and the rosh beis av. I have a chiv to bring the korban. Finished. Now, there's another din that the tzibur should have organized that this would bring b'tara. So Memela, and it also says that's why the Tosfos would say that this korban is a korban that was done b'heter gomer. The Rosh Beis Av messed up. He didn't reorganize the kayanim. But I followed the Rav of the Rebbeinu Shlomo when he brought the carbon. So it's a good carbon. And that's why he would say that if I ended up being in the pious, and then I became Tomei, and I was Zaychet to bring the carbon, I don't have to give it up. Because there's no Chiv in me. The Abbe, the head of the pious, can say, I did my job by doing a pious B'Shas, everything was okay. But it's my individual Chiv that's Mutal on me, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu said is, I'm supposed to be Mekayim, my mitzvah, to bring it B'Tumah. The overriding concern of the head, it doesn't define exactly, but the Rosh Beis Av is that the korban should be brought. L'chora, if with Rashi's lashon, it fits in beautifully. What's pshat kovid atzibur? Pshat is I have a chiyuv to bring. The tzibur has a chiyuv to make sure their korban is a korban meula, a korban betara. But if it's not betara, okay, then the korban is still mechuyev. So that this still is still merutza. So that would be the hezber of Tosfos. Mashein akein, if we say that the way that the din of hutra is chal is that it's chal al kol yochid v'yochid. That's the chorah the Chazanish says. The din of dichoy, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo told me, I'm only supposed to bring this korban betumah if I've tried to bring it behet betara and I am unsuccessful in doing so. So this din of la'adure, so l'chaira, that takes us back to the aside. If you hold that the tzibur, that's the reason why the tzibur is matir, is because of kavod atzibur. So in l'chaira, that means it's a separate chiyuv al atzibur to organize and betara. If you hold that the tzibur is matir because of the hechrechius, because the tzibur creates the dichoy, so then the tzibur creates the dichoy, but I still have a chiyuv that since it's only ninchas, to try to make sure that I don't do this be iser. I am over an iser. Because Baruch Hu's make, I can be over the iser. But if I can divest my chiyuv to somebody else, then I'm still mechuyev. So this din of la'adure, does that point to the idea? That's what the machlekes between the Tosfos and the Rambam, and l'chara, that's the machlekes of the Chazon Ish and the Rishon Zalman Meltzer. Is the din of la'adure a din al atzibur, or the din la'adure a din al kol yachid v'yachid? So, and that would explain why Rishon Zalman Meltzer would say that if I won the pious, I don't have to give it up. But if the Chazon Ish would say, no, I'm still mechuyev to give it up. Okay, tomorrow we have the COVID of hearing a shir on Tisha B'Av, about Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av, from the president, and Mirat Hashem, then after Tisha B'Av, we'll go weiter in the sugya. Yeah, I'm going to